everyone. This is David John Oates, your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show. Broadcast still in the United States. I'm in Christmas Valley, Oregon, which is actually called the Oregon Outback. So it's very appropriate that this is where I am. And actually, in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be in the Outback. Do you know that, Jeff?
Yes, I did know that.
Yes. Oh, it's a hell of a lot of fun. I have brought Jeff back as my co-host for two reasons. A, because I'm staying at his house, and he's a real good mate. And B, because he's probably the most hated guest I've ever had. So, emails, negative posts. You upset people, Jeff.
I know. That was terrible. It's, what did I say?
I have no idea. I have no idea what you said.
I said the worst thing I think I said was that I don't like some of Trump's actions. I didn't say I don't like all of them. I didn't say I hate the man. I just don't like some of what he did.
Well, people have got such narrow-minded. They think with blinders on, and this. Their self-identity is linked with their beliefs, and if you have dare attack their beliefs, you're attacking who they are, you know, and it's incredible. Yeah.
And I'm, as far as I'm concerned, the jury's still out.
Right.
You know, I'll see. I'll tell you after the end of his 4 or 8 years.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. See, where's, I mean, you know, you're allowed to not like Trump if you don't like him. I mean, sorry, I rephrase that. I stand corrected. You're allowed to disagree with some of his policies if you don't like him, but I don't know why people would call him an idiot.
You know,
peace because of it.
I don't know. I just read yesterday he's done away with the ban on elephant products, so there'll be more people out shooting elephants and selling the parts in the United States. Yeah, I don't agree with that. I never will.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. When you told me, I was horrified.
You know, it's terrible. I think it's the opposite direction that we should be going.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
But that's one aspect I disagree with. You know, I totally agree with him on some others, but, you know.
Crazy world we live in.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I've upset someone from my appearance on Coast to Coast.
Oh, I know. It's because you're such a miserable SOB, aren't you?
Oh, I really am, and I have such a horrible home life. Yeah, look, we got to do a board fight. I haven't been in a decent board fight for 20 years.
Oh, yeah, that was back in the earlier days.
Yeah.
The big feud.
Yeah. This guy got all bent out of shape because I wasn't giving God the glory for reverse speech, and for a start, which is I just don't understand that thinking at all. That's just – how do you even comment on that? I mean, gee whiz, I've just come out with all the spiritual side of reverse speech. I mean, how do you even comment on that criticism? It's crazy. And what was the other one? He got all bent out of shape because I didn't chastise George Neary for talking about the pendulum, which is an occultic practice.
Satanistic stuff, yeah.
Satanistic.
Yeah.
Well, I got three things to say to that. For starters, none of my business to say what's satanic and what's not, and certainly not while I'm on the air. And B, I don't know, the jury's out on the pendulum. It's another form of accessing the unconscious, as far as I'm aware. You know more about it than I do.
Yeah, well, it works the same way as applied kinesiology, very common practice through chiropractors and everything else. So, you know, I mean, are you going to say the chiropractors are satanistic too?
Of course not.
I don't think so.
Of course not. Yeah. So we got into a board fight. It was great. if you want to go and read it, go to my Facebook page, David Oates. I think it's – what's the number of my Facebook page? Number 7509. And read it. Scroll down to – where are we? Scroll down to the post about – here's a great little interview I did today on The Power with Daniel Brigman. And here's one of his – I'm going to read you one of his quotes. We've already established your hypocrisy on the tranquility front. Okay, work, as I basically said, you know, I'm happy. My home life's great. Actually, we can talk a little bit about that. And on the tranquility front. And look, I'm not going to read the next line. It's just really, really nasty. He just says something and said, that's an actor, a miserable creep, does not have peace in his life. So quit pretending you're lying to everyone. You aren't lying to yourself because you know how miserable of a human being you really are. But you have to maintain public life. That's clear. Do you want to know what my reply was?
I didn't read it, no.
What my reply? Lol, you are hilarious. I've been chuckling over this all afternoon. I don't know. It seems to me, I mean, this guy's a Christian, self-proclaimed Christian, yet the most judgmental man I've ever, well, I was going to say I've ever come across, and that's not true. I've come across a few in my time.
I could name a few right here.
Yeah, but we live in such narrow-minded box thinking, don't we? You know, I mean,
yeah, I just don't even have an answer or response to that kind of thinking, you know.
No answer or response to that kind of thinking. No, no. And then he said, "Your father obviously brought you up with some satanic doctrine." I think, bloody.
Yeah.
My family, very well. Yeah. And for the record, I have a wonderful family.
No doubt.
Yep. Very blessed. Very blessed. I was lucky.
David's mom reminds me of the Queen of England. She's very proper and precise. And she's just a 100% Aussie.
Yes, she certainly is.
And your dad is just the most fantastic guy I've ever met.
Yeah.
Minister for how many years?
50 years.
50 years, yeah.
Yeah, devoted his life to the service of God, you know. Mm-hmm. Gave me some very good foundation stones in my life. Very important. You know, there's the story I recount, and it's only a metaphor, which is out now for about 6 months. It's been out now. It's only a metaphor. Yeah. That is the Bible on reverse speech. It's 550 pages. If you haven't got it, it's only a metaphor. You've got to get it. And it will tell you all about reverse speech. But anyway, I recount a story, and it's only a metaphor, where we walk down nine steps. No, sorry. Let me backtrack. Dad was building a youth camp in the city of Robe. It's Robe, which is down the southeast. Did I ever take you to Robe? I don't think I did.
No, never made it up there.
Right. Anyway, so Dad's built a youth camp, and he's built the veranda, and there's nine steps leading down to the ground. And Dad, I was 5 years old at the time, and I remember this just like it was yesterday. Dad said to me, "Can you jump off the top step down to the bottom step?" I looked and I go, "Oh, it's a long way down." And I said, "No, I can't do that." So Dad says to me, "Well, can you jump off the first step?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I can do that. Nice and easy." So I jump off the first step. And he says, "Go to the second step." And I jump off the second step, then the third step. And I'm like, "Okay, all right." And anyway, you know the end of the story. You know where I'm going. And before too long, I jumped off the ninth step. Mm-hmm. And the lesson of the story is no goal is insurmountable. Break it down into small steps, you know, and just go step by step by step by step. And that's what I've done with reverse speech, you know.
Yep.
First of all, establish what it was. That's the first step. Well, that took, gee whiz, I don't know how long that took. Well, Greg and I wrote our first book in 87, so it didn't take us all
pretty good at that point.
Yeah, it didn't take us all that long, really. I think once we started finding reversals in normal human speech, it was pretty obvious. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very good lesson. So I don't know what we got to. Anyway, so my mum and dad gave me wonderful, wonderful lessons. And, you know, I believe God gave me this wonderful family, wonderful grounding for the mission I'd eventually have to do in life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And my sister is my office manager, for those who don't know. For those who do know, they're my students, of course. You'll deal with Annie all the time. She's absolutely wonderful. She started working. Well, she worked for me 20 years ago when I was in San Diego. She was She came to live with me in San Diego for a year, and then she recently started working, oh, a few years ago again, she started working for me again. She whipped the whole office into shape, and we're organized and ship shape and fantastic, you know.
Yep, yep. Brought the whole school system up to par.
Yep, yep, she certainly has. Mm-hmm. Yes, good. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were struggling with it all before because there was just you and me doing it.
Ah, well, it was getting out of hand.
Yeah, and you can't do all the technical and all the schooling stuff and all the analysis and the clients. You just can't do it all. You know, it's definitely a 4 or 5 man crew now.
Yeah, well, Annie came in full time, and now we've got Deb because mm-hmm. Annie couldn't handle all the homework assignments, so Deb handles all the homework. Well, I mark it. She gets all ready for us, you know. So,
right.
And then we've got our accountant. So that's Annie, Deb, the accountant, you. And of course, don't forget Naomi. She's
You can count the tax man. You pay him enough.
Oh, go there. Don't even go there. I'm paying some public servant salary.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, I know. We won't even talk about that. Yes, Australia's. Anyway, yeah. I think. Anyway, I don't know. We won't talk about that. That's political. what was I? Oh, I lost my train of thought. Yeah. So Annie's my office manager, and of course my kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. We're going camping to Ayers Rock in 2 weeks. It's going to be a great little camping trip with my grandson and granddaughter. He's so excited. You know, every time I ring, Grandpa, are we still going camping? And I go, yeah, don't worry, young man.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and then he wants his gift, of course, you know, his obligatory gift.
Oh, so, yeah. You got to bring him something from the Yanks.
Absolutely. So, and my granddaughter. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Anyway, we got those gifts delivered by UPS. You know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Why right out in the middle of nowhere where we are? So there we go. So, yeah, I was going to talk about some of the therapeutic aspects of reverse speech in today's show. I think we've covered the preamble, and. I want to. I've got dozens and dozens of reversals just in my regular file. So what we're going to do is we're going to open some reversals up here and start looking at the uses of reverse speech in therapy, which is 95% of all my work with reverse speech. Jeff will tell you that. What have I been doing since I've been here?
The tapes from dawn to dusk and beyond.
I know, sitting at the desk.
Yeah.
Working. Yeah, that's all I do. Anyway, I love the therapeutic aspect of reverse speech. It's just the whole life set free. It's just absolutely amazing. And so we're going to go, all right, I'm just going to go down the list here of the client's reversals. And, here's one I didn't. Okay, so this is a post-trance reversal. This is after they've been through the meta walks. Okay, so here we go.
Feels like I never need to be frightened because I can always bring my walk.
Gee, I can't hear what she said forwards here. Backwards, she says, all round, let's go with the positive. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Good one.
Well, it's a great reversal, isn't it? All right. Very appropriate reversal to play for the first one for the show. Positive. That's the secret of life. You know, some people have negative blinders on, you know. See, everything is all bad. Back in my insurance days, they told a story in our training courses where they said a shoe salesman was sent to the wilds of New Guinea to sell shoes. You know, he was there 2 weeks and he messaged back to the company and said, oh, you better send me home. No one here wears shoes, okay? So they brought him back and they sent this other shoe salesman up. 2 weeks later, he says, send me all the shoes you've got. No one wears shoes. So it's two completely different outlooks on the same situation.
Sure.
So, secret is all round. Let's go with the positive. Let's play that reversal again. Yep. A wonderful lesson in life. All round, let's go with the positive. Okay, so the next one on my list is this one. Where is it? Ah, where are we? It's past children. Here we go. The next one on my list is this one here. He's a man suffering from depression.
I was sitting down the other day and actually with the friend I mentioned who you know suffers from depression. I mean, I probably suffer from depression too, but he's been diagnosed as suffering from depression.
Right.
That's the distinction I make. And he was quite down and talking to me about it, and that just brought me way down.
And so Fursell says, and God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
Wonderful reversal. You know, reverse speech talks about God a lot.
An awful lot. Yes.
It's just a natural part of reverse speech. I'm writing a chapter in my latest book. It's entitled, Is God Only a Metaphor? Of course, he's not, but the title gets to the power and majesty of God. But anyway, yeah, it's a common theme in reverse speech. So that's very appropriate for the second reversal on the list, isn't it? Considering someone says I don't worship God or glorify God or whatever it is, I just talk about what the verse will say. All right, here's someone who got food poisoning.
Anyway, I ate some biscuit one day, which I don't normally ever do, and I had, what else I had now?
And here she says, ate sickness. And reverse speech will tell you about physical issues and physical problems, and not all the time, but sometimes, and they give diagnoses. And
it'll tell you if it's important.
Oh yeah, it absolutely will. You'll get the word warning.
Yep.
I remember a couple of times I've heard emergency. That's when it gets really important.
I remember that. One we found, was that on Nelda? That we found that reversal in class. It said, warning, I'm carrying cancer.
Oh, no, that was on another lady.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Must be getting cancer. Talking about cancer, here's the next reversal on my list. Here's the Fords.
Prognosis for this one, it's so serious that, you know, they won't even tell me. You know, but I looked it up on the internet a little bit, 1 to 5 years maybe.
Talking about cancer, and backwards, I try to kill, I want it.
Not by the money.
Yeah, that's just a really nasty reversal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know who this guy is, I recognize his voice. He's unfortunately no longer with us.
Yeah, you can't cure something if somebody wants it.
You can't. If it's so deeply ingrained into your psyche that it's affected your physical body. It's deep. And I must admit, I have worked with cancer several times, and I must admit I have not had good success with cancer. It's been disappointing.
Well, we don't get cancer patients when they first find out either. No, we get them after the doctors have given up.
Yeah, we get them right at the very end.
I remember years ago we had that one patient. I can't remember the reversal, but it told us that the cancer would have been curable, but the damage was too much so far.
Yeah, I can't believe that was.
Yeah, that was way back, like 97, 98.
Right. Yeah. The bridge since then.
Yeah.
I don't know. And here we've got a reversal that tells us how to fix this guy's problem.
And it allows me to do other...
This lady's problem.
and it allows me to do other things. And now that I've got this nice little balance where I work 3 days a week normally and I have 4 days off, so I can pursue either the art or the whale watching or whatever else.
This one says, deal with sad youth.
Deal with sad youth.
Deal with sad youth. Deal with sad youth.
Very clear reversal. Very clear reversal. So, yeah, okay. All right, so that's the reverse speech giving a precise instruction and direction as to what to do and how to deal with this person's issue. And reversals will do that. That's absolutely one of the magical things about reverse speech, is that we're using the reverse speech to diagnose a problem and reverse speech to give us a solution. And that's incredible.
I know. That's one of the things that attracted me to reverse speech, was that it eliminates the incorrect opinions of doctors and psychotherapists. And...
yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So next one along. I just closed it out here. Got to scroll down to my... oh, wow. We deal with sad youth. Here's another instruction.
We've just got to try. We've got a seminar that people have paid us to do in November that we're going to complete.
Yes.
Was it divine, I must serve you.
Divine, I must serve you.
Yep.
Divine, I must serve you. Divine, I must serve you.
Well, there we go. There it is. And anyone who really understands reverse speech knows about the incredible spiritual depth to which reverse speech goes. And on that note, we have to go to break. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. If you want to call and talk to Jeff and me, the toll-free number to call is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. We've had a couple of comments already for the board fight that was raged on my Facebook page, saying he was probably a paid troll. This person says, I actually paid to attack people to make them look bad in public and to accept them, upset them, or to break their morale as an attack. Well, there you go. Maybe so. I don't know. He's just an idiot. All right. So that's Divine, I must serve you. Then the next reversal down. Oh, I've got so many here. Okay. This is an interesting one. This is a good mate of mine who Jeff knows well, Dolph. Remember Dolph?
Oh, yeah, Dolph, yeah.
Yeah, I say his name because his name's in the reversals. So Dolph is a long-time reverse speecher. He lives in the Philippines now. He used to live in Thailand when we first met him. And here he is looking for his answers in life.
Because KLM flies Bangkok to Amsterdam. And then Amsterdam straight to Peru.
Oh, wow. And then,
so it's a direct flight. I don't have to do any stopovers or anything.
This one says, Dolph, go with the source.
Dolph, Gerrit Disgust.
Dolph, Gerrit Disgust.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph, Gerrit Disgust.
So that's his spirit talking to him. And reverse speech at the deepest levels is indeed the voice of a spirit speaking. And we can hear it giving us divine guidance and instructions for our lives. And Dolph, go with the source, you know. Follow your heart. Tap into the source that you are seeking. So, and he taught me going to Peru, so that's a pretty good confirmation. That's indeed what he should be doing. The toll-free number again, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And talk to Jeff and me. Tell me what you think about all of this. Okay, here's the next reversal.
Spiritually, what can I say? I've got to get a true understanding on just what that means, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
It can be hard to interpret.
Yeah, it certainly can. This reversal says, first you are in a shit.
First you are in a shit.
Okay, I'm priming this guy spiritually, where are you at? That was my question. Mm-hmm. And this is his answer. See you again.
Spiritually. What can I say?
Well, reversals say, first, you are in a shit. So that's the first thing he has to recognize, that he is in a shit spiritually. He's nowhere near where he should be. And that's going to be a very, very difficult thing for anyone, especially a self-proclaimed spiritual guy, to accept.
Yes, yes. That's not good when you have to tell him.
No, not good at all. No, people don't react to that sort of stuff well, unfortunately. Okay, and then we've got, where are we? Next one along. It's a woman talking about success.
It's going to kick off quickly. We'll have some bugs to work out, but then after that, it's going to really, really catapult.
She's talking about her business being a success. And backwards, I go with slum.
I go with slum.
Mm-hmm.
I go with slum.
So the opposite.
I go with slum.
Slum is a metaphor. Its meaning should be pretty well self-evident, really. Poverty. So she's talking about her business being a success, but the reversal is the exact opposite. Okay, here's another one. Tell me some of the great things about your marriage.
It was just like there's a child like innocence to it, you know.
Here he says, "I serve you well."
A
little bit unclear. But yeah, I think it's clear enough. Yeah,
no, that's pretty clear.
Okay, all right, yeah. Maybe just a little bit muffled, I thought.
Yeah, but the audio's kind of poor.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm commenting on. Okay, all right. I comment on those things when I'm marking homework, so you'll have to excuse me. That's the teacher and me coming out. So, all right, here's a long reversal.
I had a thought last night whether that was connected to my worthiness.
Right.
You know, it's like the value of myself. I wonder if they actually connected in somehow.
This one says, I will force some free love with our son.
What number are you guys outside?
Wow.
What number are you guys outside?
One is a S-U-N or S-O-N. Interesting. I'll force free love with our son. Right. And love comes up constantly in reverse speech too. Reverse speech says that the universe is built on love and created by love. And that's what we must all do. And the reversal on Jerry Falwell, the will of God's reign is love.
Yeah.
This one here, I'll force some free love with our son. And they say reverse speech doesn't praise and glorify God. Excuse me? Someone know what they're talking about. Here we go. Wonderful reversal. Yeah, wonderful reversal. Okay. And then the next one down. Oh, look at this. Gee whiz. No, I swear to God, folks, these are all in order. I'm just running down the list, okay? That's all I'm doing. So here we go.
And I said to you last time I spoke to you, I do believe the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places.
Oh, interesting. Forwards. I will show you this love.
I will show you this love.
There we go.
It's
a bit of a B on love, but it is there.
Yeah, so there
you go, folks. That's the answer. Right?
Yeah. That's interesting. He was talking about principalities forward.
Because
within us, there are kingdoms and principalities and, metaphorical structures.
I work with them every single day.
Yeah.
What's it like working in the office? Me do my metal walks.
No, I try to go out so I don't disturb anybody, you know. You got to be relaxed and I wouldn't say concentrating, but focused on what you're doing. It doesn't help to have background noises and
That is true. All right, okay. So, this next reversal, you know this one. Right.
But, you know, based on some of the information, I mean, you'd be amazed what happened.
This is Brandon's former boss. What was his name? Clay.
Clay.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And he says back with, Johnny, get mad. Right.
But, you know,
Hang on. Here we go. Johnny, get mad.
Johnny, get mad.
Johnny, get mad.
Very clear.
Johnny
is the accountant, and Johnny got mad at the couple of deals that he made.
I'm not surprised, but yeah.
I think you would be. So their reverse speech was able to reveal a name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's two names, Dolph, go with the source, and Johnny get mad. And the reverse speech will reveal names and towns and all sorts of wonderful stuff. Okay. Oh, look at this one. Here's the forwards.
Because that's the way I fluctuate around.
Right.
This morning I was 19:10. I can go down to about 19:07, at which point it starts to go back up again, which is what is so frustrating.
And this says, made the muck up, we want it.
Made the muck up, we want it.
Nasty. Reversal even sounds nasty, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's not good.
No. Unfortunately, it's a common theme in reverse speech work with therapy is that a lot of our problems and patterns, we make them up ourselves and we want them. We stick to them, you know. They define our identity. If we were to lose them, we would lose who we are. And...
Well, so, I think that's part of learning lessons in life. We're here to learn lessons. Reverse speech is very clear about that.
Very clear, yes.
Right, and we set up those things in the physical world to learn our lessons.
Yes, we do.
The advantage of reverse speech is you don't have to physically go through the motions to learn your lesson.
Right.
If you follow your speech reversals and take its advice, you can skip all that trouble.
You certainly can. But yeah, reverse speech, the word lesson is a common theme in reverse speech.
Oh, yeah.
Life is a series of lessons. And we create our life circumstances through synchronicity to bring us these lessons.
Yeah. Okay?
Yep. That's what reverse speech teaches. So if you love reverse speech, you need to embrace the lessons that reverse speech gives us. And many people don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another one. Oh, the same type of theme.
So here again, another core belief. I can't do chemistry.
Make her feel broke.
Nice to feel broke.
You don't hear that?
Yeah, I hear that. But what was the forward? She says she can't do what? Chemistry?
Chemistry. I don't know what she means by that.
So here again, another core belief. I can't do chemistry.
Oh, maybe she's studying chemistry at school or something, you know.
Yeah.
But make her feel broke, make her feel worthless, inadequate, nothing to offer, you know.
Right.
So here's that reverse.
Yeah, no emotional money.
Right. Exactly right. And she's creating it. She's making it. Make her feel broke.
Yep.
So here it is again.
Nice to feel broke.
All right. Okay. And then the next one along. And all I'm doing is straight down the list. This is another one.
And I'm just really surprised where that came from and that I even allowed him to even get back into my head like that. I was shocked.
Oh, yeah, she's talking about an abusive relationship, and she allowed him to get it back into her head. She was shocked that she did that. But Bat says, make him abuse me. There it is. We create and bring to us everything that happens in our life. And that is the first lesson that anyone must learn on the spiritual path. It's the easiest lesson to learn, but it's the hardest one. Hardest one of all to learn. Okay, here's the next one.
Well, if it escalates too much, then it brings on a schizophrenia and I can't do much about it because everything's so irrational.
And it says Mummy's Mark on it.
Mummy's Mark on it.
Yeah.
Mummy's Mark on it.
Wow.
Mummy's Mark on it.
So...
that gets into the oral tradition of reverse speech.
Oh, right. Yes, it does. Yeah,
the marks passed down from mommy.
From generation to generation. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and reverse speech talks about curses. Mm-hmm. And curses described as those marks that are handed down father to child,
yeah.
And family, that, generational.
Just as it says in the Bible, the sins of the father and mother will be handed down to the son and the daughter. So,
reverse speech totally describes that process taking place.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely validates that. Yep. All right. So next one down the list is this one here.
The pinnacle. But, you know, if somebody comes to me and say, hey, I would like to have, you know, an animation done, I say, all right, so... You know, I'm a little bit greedy person.
This one says, my worst error is Aladdin shame.
My worst error is Aladdin shame.
Oh, yeah.
My worst error is Aladdin shame.
Very clear.
My worst error is Aladdin shame.
Very easy to interpret, too. Aladdin magical chain to create wonders. My worst error is Aladdin's shame. He's ashamed of what he can do. He's ashamed of the magic that he can create. He's ashamed of his own abilities. And that's his worst error. So, how long would it take regular therapy to get down to that? you know, shame of who you are. I mean, gee whiz.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing the way it
It's definitely a shortcut.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. All right. Here we have the next one.
Well, this guy is doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
That was no wolf and no winner.
No wolf and no winner.
Wow, that's clear.
No wolf and no winner.
Wow.
No wolf and no winner.
That seems to contradict. This guy's doing a wonderful, wonderful job, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does.
No wolf and no winner. Yeah.
No wolf is really bad.
That's not good at all. Okay. Next one along. This is a great one. This is our good mate Ralph, and he's talking about, about where we go when we die. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happens when you pass. You know, I've had out of body experiences at Monroe Institute. I've been there a few times.
Uh-huh. And here he says, "Now be friend with delicious whirlwind."
Now be sure in the delicious whirlwind.
Now be sure in the delicious
whirlwind. Could be I'll be friend with delicious whirlwind. Hang on, let's play that again.
Now,
I think it's now.
So, we pass the whirlwind. Our energy becomes part of the energy field that pervades everything. I mean, the verse describes God as a living force, and this living force of love pervades the universe, and it uses the whirlwind to create, to manifest, to touch, to heal. And when we die, we pass into this delicious whirlwind, a wonderful existence. Does that, you agree with that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting how reverse speech describes it.
Yeah,
delicious whirlwind, you know.
Yeah, all the students out there, I'm writing, who are you listening to? I'm writing my latest book. It's called The Still Small Voice. It's all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech. And I want all of you to get a friend and talk about God. I want you to talk about God and how do we connect to God's power, okay? And I want to publish those findings in my book, okay? So that's your project, all right? The students, okay? You'll be contributing to the overall advancement of reverse speech. All right, here's the next reverse along. So what did you think of all the Jews?
Very interesting. I guess the ones that stuck in my mind was the far thin.
This one says, "How mummy cuts us now."
Now mummy cuts us now.
Ooh.
Now I'm in my mind.
Oh, what happened then? Do that again.
Now I'm on the cut.
Now I'm on the cut.
Wow.
Now I'm on the cut.
Yeah, that's childhood stuff. Living into the present tense, the cuts us now. This is, you have to find out relationship with mum, but this is mum's influence affecting present tense life. Right. Quite amazing stuff. Okay, our reverse speech just cuts through it all, you know. It's just really quite amazing. Okay, here we have another one.
All I know is that after I had that session with you on self-confidence, I just it was remarkable.
Oh wow, a little reversal. Overcome and do it. Do it.
Overcome and do it.
Wow. So listen to the falls again, folks.
All I know is that after I had that session with you on self-confidence, I just it was remarkable.
Overcome and do it, do it.
Overcome, do it.
Very congruent reversal. Is will overcome and she will do it. She says do it twice, so that adds emphasis to what she's saying forwards. Okay.
Yeah, so, that's one of the things about reverse speech. When you find in reverse something that says do it, you know that's going to be done.
You must, yes.
Yeah, and if it says this will happen, you can bet your last dollar it will. Right. Reverse speech doesn't miss words. No, you hear people say all day long, I will get to it, I will do that. They never do. But when reverse speech says it, you can bet on it.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Absolutely. All right. Here's the next reversal down the list.
And I think if I do that, more energy will flow in. I think it's also...
This is Petter Wolf.
Petter Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Petter Wolf.
Wow.
Petter Wolf.
Yeah, that's a congruent too. More energy will flow in. Petter Wolf. Connect to your wolf. Touch your wolf. Common metaphor, wolf. It's probably as common as soul. With soul being slightly more common than wolf, but wolf is very, very common. I'll hear it virtually every tape I do. So here we have someone in the session talking about some photographs he took. He's going to give them to me.
I want to do them better, and they were just print.
I was hoping to grab one.
I have it there. I'll give it to you. And
some people can't hear this reversal, and I don't know why. To me, it's as clear as day. Pleased to be your friend.
Pleased to be your friend. Pleased to be your friend.
Can you hear that?
Pleased to be your friend.
So I don't know why no one would hear.
It's just extremely deep voice.
Anyway, okay, all right, maybe that's what it is. Calling number 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. All right, here we have the next reversal.
Have you heard of Zero Limits, the book on Zero Limits? Oh, it's supposed to be a real good healing book.
This one says, send the worries, love.
Send the worries, love.
Wow.
Send the worries, love. Send the worries, love.
Oh, I see. Send your worries, love. Send the worries, love. Yeah. There we go. Love again. Love again. Love's the key. Send your worries, love. Let me play that reversal again.
Send the worries, love.
Send the worries, love.
The worries, love.
Send the worries, love.
Wow. Okay, all right. We're going to have an interesting chapter in my book on how the universe works. And it all boils down to hate, doesn't it, Jeff? I'm joking, folks. Don't send me emails. It's a joke. I love my sense of humor.
I was thinking there was somebody on the news a couple of weeks back. They had gotten a death or something that they said, and I was like, huh, just one? How many times have we woke up and there's a dozen on the phone?
Do you know, I've got them all on my computer. I'm going to post them one day. There's probably about 100 pages of them.
Yeah.
They're all on my computer.
Yeah, I hear this person was all upset over one death threat.
All right, here we have another one.
Well, no, I am. I'm down to doing the last picture in my paintings for the book.
This is Ship Sail.
Ship Sail. Ship Sail.
Is it Sail?
Ship Sail.
Oh, yeah, that's Sail. Ship Sail.
Ship Sail.
Yeah, he's moving out there. Ship, common metaphor in reverse speech. It's we are the ship traveling the oceans of life. Okay. All right. Here we have another reversal.
So there's no cause or event in your life. You can say this is what's causing that, or thoughts that run through your mind.
I don't have a specific pattern of thought, David, behind that. It's more a feeling, and a visual image of it. I don't quite get a relevance or a connection with, you know, when I was whatever age this happened. And
this one says the bad orphan.
I'm asking,
is there any event that you can put your finger on that's caused this problem? It says, no, I don't have any connection with that. But backwards, it says, a bad orphan. And play this late birth, she goes, oh my. And she remembers when her mum and dad were fighting. She ran into the room, tried to break them up. They told them to get out. Then dad died of a heart attack the next day, and she had always blamed herself for that heart attack that they had.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, we'll go to a break. About four of us on therapy with Jeff Toth, the most hated I've ever had. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian.